In the Middle East, a fragile ceasefire endorsed by Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat after Friday's deadly suicide bombing continues to hold. Arafat is now under growing Israeli and American pressure to re-arrest dozens of Muslim militants. The Palestinian leader is trying to maneuver between that pressure and Palestinian public opinion. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Since Friday's suicide bombing in Tel Aviv that killed 20 young people, most of them teenagers, Yasser Arafat has been stuck in the West Bank town of Ramallah. Israel has closed all Palestinian border crossings, including the Gaza International Airport. Israel Radio reported that Palestinian officials are making Arafat's return to Gaza contingent on his fulfilling Israeli security demands, including rearresting dozens of Muslim militants. Arafat has done this before. Palestinian Legislative Counsel Ziad Abu Amer, who is an expert on the militant group Hamas, says Arafat cracked down hard on these groups after a wave of suicide bombings in 1996. But he says that crackdown was not popular among Palestinians.
They resorted to so many preventive measures in order to abort or prevent attacks on Israel. Sometimes this was done, as I said, on the expense of due process of law. People were haphazardly arrested because they were suspected of speculating or thinking of doing something against Israel. Sometimes people were arrested because they said stuff about Israel.
Palestinian analysts say this time the Israeli demand is even harder for Arafat to fulfill. It comes after 8 months of violence in which at least 450 Palestinians have been killed and thousands injured. The Palestinian economy is on the verge of collapse after Israel sealed off the West Bank and Gaza. Palestinians say the mood on the street is angry and frustrated. A new Palestinian survey found that 3/4 of the public support suicide attacks against Israelis. Abdelaziz Rantisi, the second in command of the political wing of the Hamas movement, has been in and out of Palestinian jails for the last several years. He says support for his organization is growing, especially in the past 8 months.
No one can stop Hamas, but they can put obstacles in front of Hamas. But really, no one can stop the movement of Hamas and prevent Hamas from reaching its goals.
Since announcing the ceasefire this weekend, Arafat has met with members of all Palestinian factions, including Hamas, and urged them to respect the ceasefire. But a Hamas spokesman today said the organization rejects the ceasefire and will continue to attack Israelis everywhere. Arafat risks losing support among Palestinians if he cracks down on Hamas. At the same time, he risks large-scale Israeli military retaliation if he doesn't. Nabil Kukali, the director of the Palestine Center for Public Opinion in the West Bank, says he believes Arafat will arrest at least a few key Islamist militant leaders.
If he feels they are not listening to him, he will arrest them. I believe Mr. Arafat is still in control.
Kukali feels that even though Arafat is coming under increasing criticism from both Israelis and Palestinians, there is no alternative Palestinian leader.
He's the only person he can make peace with the Israeli. And I think from the Israeli benefit, they should work with Arafat. He's the only Palestinian he can make peace with the Israeli. I'm sure about that.
Since the suicide bombing, Palestinians have been bracing for a heavy Israeli retaliation. They've stocked up on food and water, and city streets in the West Bank and Gaza are almost empty. Palestinians worry that if this fragile ceasefire collapses, the Israeli response will be swift and massive. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.